And I think that's the right way to put it. Inertia caused by the fog of lies. I'm not sure we thought of it like that before, this problem of apathy or inertia. I think it's more helpful for reasons I'm sure we'll come back to. But under what conditions can we choose Prince's choice? This is the same question we asked last week. How can we not be slaves? Socrates' dilemma, in essence, we should perhaps consider, though not as a diversion from taking up Prince's challenge. Prince's words at the beginning of the truth have been running through my mind. What if half the things ever said turned out to be a lie? How would you know the truth? If you were given all the answers and you stopped to wonder why, but how would you know the truth? Everybody's got a right to love. Everybody's got a right to lie. But the choice you make, it ain't no piece of cake. It ain't no motherfucking piece of pie. What if time's only reason was to give us all something to fear? And if so, y'all, the end of the journey's so clear. The question is, what did you stand for? The question is, who did you save? When it gets right down to, when it gets right down to the nitty of the gritty, when it gets right down to it, did you take more than you gave? And that was from 1998, The Truth. It's an interesting juxtaposition to ponder, don't you think? To love versus to lie, particularly in the context of his thoughts in the song The Work from the Rainbow Children, 2001. Look around and tell me your sun is risen when your brothers and sisters are in the fall. What's left to give? Nothing when our work is done. What do we own besides the right to crawl? See, we're living in a system that the devil designed, think we ain't? And suffering from this devil's most heinous crime, he's tried to keep us from, listen, the reason that we were born, that is to be the living truth in human form. But you see, I'm willing to do the work, willing to do what I gotta do. I'm willing to do the work. Tell me now, what about you? Because my son asked this question, the seed of the conversation I said last week I wanted to expand on. Why have we been given that freedom to choose love or power, that Prince calls our attention to, that Prince calls us to think through? Because he asked that question, I was led back to Proudhon and to begin to take in the implications of their differences, Prince and Proudhon. Their differences in, as well as their common mission. Through this juxtaposition of Proudhon's response, and Alice's too pairs up with Proudhon, so them both, with that of Prince. Other animals, my son said, simply are. Why do we have the choice to be false? My immediate reply, before I took more time with it, was to say that the question was class specific. That the original sin of class was the betrayal of separation from in enslavement, which led to the abandonment of children and the fear that love does not exist. Separation from our brothers and sisters, that original sin. As we are meant to live as we are, the truth in human form as one. Prince, in the one song monologue, isn't concerned about the original sin of class. What he wants is to iron that crooked road right out of our human story of truth, so we may finally live as we are meant. Quote from the monologue, in man's decision to further separate from God, this recreation of himself leaves him in a dysfunctional state of confusion. The mind becomes a burial ground for dead waste. Isolated from the wholeness of God, earth, and his fellow brothers and sisters, this man seeks solace in activities he thinks will stimulate his mind. Unquote. The differences between our emissaries from love might be seen as ones of subtle emphases, with Prince, heart and mind are clearly in balance. Proudhon, likewise, is a harmonizer, and the need for balance predisposes the minds of both to drink deeply at the doctrine of Jesus, who, as with most of our emissaries, stands at the intersection of so many disparities. But perhaps it can be said that with Proudhon, reason led, and that he didn't think of the split in us as due to a few choosing to be dishonest so much as, and this emphasis he shares with Alice, as being mistaken, making errors. Quote from Proudhon from our October 2nd, 2016 show. Thus, moral evil, or in this case, disorder in society, is naturally explained by our power of reflection. The mother of poverty, crime, insurrection, and war was inequality of conditions, which was the daughter of property, which was born of selfishness, which was engendered by private opinion, which descended in a direct line from the autocracy of reason. Man in his infancy is neither criminal nor barbarous, but ignorant and inexperienced. And then in a later show, a couple weeks later, from October 30th, 2016, we quoted Proudhon again. While man is governed by instinct, he is unconscious of his acts. He never would deceive himself, and never would be troubled by errors, evil, and disorder, if, like the animals, instinct were his only guide. But the Creator has endowed us with reflection, to the end that our instinct might become intelligence. And since this reflection and resulting knowledge pass through various stages, it happens that in the beginning, our instinct is opposed rather than guided by reflection. Consequently, that our power of thought leads us to act in opposition to our nature and our end. That, deceiving ourselves, we do and suffer evil, until instinct, which points us towards good, and reflection, which makes us stumble into evil, are replaced by the science of good and evil, which invariably causes us to seek the one and avoid the other. That's another way of describing Prince's choice. Continuing with Proudhon, thus evil or error and its consequences is the firstborn son of the union of two opposing faculties, instinct and reflection. Good or truth must inevitably be the second child. Or, to again employ the figure, evil is the product of incest between adverse powers. Good will sooner or later be the legitimate child of their holy and mysterious union.
Hey, whoop it up, y'all.
Good, he says, will sooner or later be the legitimate child of the holy and mysterious union of instinct and reflection. As we grow and make our acts conscious, we choose our own moral development, self-love. Proudhon, like Prince, like Nicola, could scan the horizon of time and see the coming dawn. Magic men, we have to say. But are we splitting hairs here in attempting to tease out to greater clarity the strategy that breaks the logjam of class conditioning? The answer may lie in those different emphases within their common mission. They all seek to help us understand and to move us to activism. But Prince consciously faces a more advanced situation of power run rampant, is more aware of it, and like Proudhon, is an activist and strategist without peer, particularly as his grasp of our problem is so comprehensive and his consciousness of his purpose so incisive and clear. He wants us to understand, but he is determined to break the logjam of our conditioned powerlessness. He is determined to help us see how to reunify our falsely divided parts. And I agree with Prince that the balance between falseness and error is precarious, and at this point, irrelevant. So Prince's method is to get our bodies moving through our minds engaged and vice versa, knowing, trusting that the released flow of truth will speak to most of us once we have access to it. And I should clarify, by truth, I agree with Prince. Truth must be set in contradistinction to knowledge. I'm not talking about pursuing knowledge. I'm saying with Prince that the released flow of truth will speak to most of us, that our bodies must be led by love, is the truth I'm speaking of.
Cool.